In 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, this show contains discussion of adult nature and should not be listened to by anyone under the age of 18. Listener discretion is advised. In other words, listen if you want, just don't sue us.
Turkey problem.
You're telling me, man. I'm trying to stuff this thing as fast as I can, and it's just
and
not
I'm
working.
Not judging what you're trying to stuff it with, but our problems are not with that turkey. It's with these Turkish hackers over here.
Oh, Jesus. I've got
well, you know what happens in Turkey, guys?
What happens in Turkey, Scott?
What happens at the bathhouse stays at the bathhouse. You know what I'm saying?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, it's a little bit of blah, 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 and a little more blah, 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 on, you know, one of another's crotch.
So this is our typical Thanksgiving. Nothing's going right. I've got turkey ass up to my elbow, and now Turkish hackers.
Yeah, your elbow. That's what it is. Your elbow.
Hey, that's what she called it. She called it an elbow. So, you know.
It's got an elbow in it?
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't everybody?
Awkward.
Well, anyway, so like I said, I got my elbow in the turkey, and now we have Turkish hackers. What else can go wrong?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Just, you know, just checking off. How you doing after Thanksgiving?
Holy cow, it's Satan, Prince of Darkness.
Oh, no.
Going for the black and Black Friday. That's what I'm all about, you know? Good deal. Seriously, go to Walmart. That's where I shop. Because I own it. How are you guys doing?
Satan, why are you here? I didn't invite you to Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, you know, I figure I'd just show up sometimes. I'm a big fan of Awesome Badness. I showed up to all your things. You know, I figure I'd be seeing you guys soon anyway. So why not come now? It'd make my life a lot easier. Oh, wait. I'm a little early. But, you know, you were too busy seeing me a little later, you know?
Are you Satan Claus?
No, he's another guy. That's another division. If you believe in that, that's cool too. But I mean, that's all you. That's all about your beliefs. I believe in the Jewish. It doesn't matter what I believe in. It matters what you believe in. But I'm here. I exist. You exist. I really like you. Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
Why do you sound like an announcer from a blaxploitation movie?
That's kind of funny. You ever see that movie Blackula? I'm really, really, really happy about that one. The trailer just came out great. I mean, really. I did the best job on that. I actually worked a little bit on Tropic Thunder. You can hear me in the background. I go, hey, look out, there's a bomb. Whoa, man. I'm awesome. I'm so cool.
You don't even know.
Wow, Satan, you rock. Stop going to church immediately.
Great, that's all I'm here for. Also, don't worry, man. I went over to the Turkish hacker's place, you know. It was all like a bathhouse. The first thing I did is grab what I thought was a sausage, and I just went to town on it. I was like, I love you so much, Turkish guy. And I licked his hair and chest. He was all like, oh, I love you, Satan. Satan, you're the man. Satan. I said, and it's, oh, hell, Satan.
I'm uncomfortable now. Sharing.
Yeah, so Satan, I noticed you got a big sack.
Oh, you noticed that, you sneaky little man. Well, actually, I guess you're not that little, but you're getting little. I see that. I've been watching you. That's what I do when I'm alone time, when I'm smoking my black and mild. Hey, you know what? I got some funny for you. There's a guy that just came down to hell with me. He was playing this character that was supposed to be funny. His name's like Heath something or something.
Too soon, Satan. Too soon.
Oh, you.
You think you
know about
things.
You guys, but I'm deeply offended by this sketch. Seriously. I mean, I'm just...
Yeah, I seriously think we should end it and get on with the show before we piss anybody else off. And
you guys don't really know what you're talking about. You're all drunk as well. You're all like, here's me on my awesome badness radio show. I'm from the internet. I tell people what to do. My name's Satan.
Are you the best of the worst? It's awesomemadness.com.
It's alive!
Live from the pit, we welcome you to step into the abyss.
God, bears.
Oh my bears. God. Yeah, we've done some really stupid crap in our time, but that was pretty good actually. Yeah. I like that. That was really good.
That fits in well with the rest of them. Yeah. That's what that does.
Without a doubt. So, hey, everybody, welcome to a special Thanksgiving edition of The Abyss. Thanks for stepping inside. And,
Bob, bitches. I mean that from my caucus.
From your caucus? Your dew caucus? Is that what you're...
It's very cold up here in the hills, and I'm here warming my caucus.
Your cockles. Oh, okay. Your cockles.
Yes. What did you think I said, you nasty man?
Yeah. Well.
Excuse me. I have a bit of cold, too.
So, anyway, if you guys want to get in on this fun tonight, we are going live for the next 38 minutes. And the number is 347-237-5266. Give us a call now. And
like a party. You're invited. Woohoo.
Yeah.
Is that a clock orange? You are invited.
Here, angel trumpets and devil trombones.
Here's sound of uncle. What you got back home to play your fuzzy warbles on? But you got, say, portable pocket picnic players? Come with uncle. Here's sound. Forget it. I'm done. You are.
Just do the film.
Yeah, we have 36 minutes. Yeah, keep going.
So, yeah.
We'll be brothers and only friends. Just Scott.
So, guess where I went this weekend, guys?
Where did you go this weekend?
I went to IAPA, and I went with my awesome badness away team. That's right. I brought my friend Max. I brought Brooke and Victoria. It was amazing. Everything about that place is amazing. I mean, seriously, walking in there is just awe-inspiring. There was way.
Sorry to interrupt you, but let's go. We have a call right off the bat. Let's go to the 407. What's going on? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got some yobbles in his mouth.
Greed is universal, and it's good. It's good to know that I have.
That was 100%.
No, what did he even say?
Greed is universal.
Is that what he said?
Yes, that's what he said.
Oh, green. Green is universal. I have to agree with that. Green is cool. I like
every
green.
Time that at Halloween Horror Nights, an explosion went off. This kid would scream, "Green is universal!" So that was the joke.
That was the joke.
If you didn't get that,
I don't know. Okay.
I thought it had something to do with a Hellboy T-shirt. So
I want to buy a Hellboy shirt. Yeah. But anyway, back to IAPA. Seriously, it was amazing. One of the booths, I have to give it the awesome badness IAPA booth of the year. Five Wits. It started off in an elevator. You went into this next room that looked like it was from Saw. You had to get these fuses to open the door, figure out how to get the door open. And it was all three rooms, and it took 15 minutes to get through. It was amazing. It was so much fun. And also there was these AirBot things that I got into that was awesome. And I totally kicked Brooke's ass. I kicked a 15-year-old girl's ass, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah.
Where is my praise?
Incoming call. All right, and we're going to go to the 561. What's going on, Max?
What's up?
So
I was just wondering, Scott, what was your favorite part of IAPA? If you could think of one thing that you couldn't have missed for the world, what would it be?
It would have been the monkey, which I missed.
Oh.
Which you got a picture
they
of.
They were adorable. They were adorable. Too bad you missed them. You should have left me.
Can you explain the Santa Claus thing, please?
That was like, I don't know, I'm walking away from Scott because he's taking forever to do something, I can't remember. And this Asian guy ushers me into a tent, and I sit down with 3D glasses on, and then I watch this Santa Claus video where Santa Claus is talking to an elf, and he's like, man, we're getting a lot of Christmas, we're getting a lot of presents from Asia lately. And he opens up this present, and it's a Kung Fu manual. And then he starts doing Kung Fu, and then he fights a Yeti. Probably the most acid-induced ride I've ever seen in my life.
That sounds great.
I'd like to think that, that Jet Boy and Jet Cat was probably the best thing in the world.
Oh.
Yeah, that was some really awful simulators there too, like with like the worst plot.
I tried to tell you all of them were pretty awful, but you didn't believe me.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of them were interesting at first, and then you realize it was about the same thing ever. It was always Astro Coaster or something with this creepy, like, music.
Okay.
It was...
The stupid ride-on you made me go on twice.
Yeah, sorry about that. There was also a pirate shooter simulator where you sat in this moving chair and you shot the screen and it took pictures of you, but not just like good pictures or anything, but just pictures out of the blue. Like, so like you're looking down and to the left, you look like you're Stephen Hawking on a good day, just like, oh, I'm shooting this. Oh man, it was really weird. It was a lot of fun. But Max, what would you say your favorite thing at IAPA was?
Probably the rope walk.
The rope walk. Oh, SkyTrail had this amazing setup. It was three stories tall. You started off by just walking across or up these stairs. You have a rope attached to you, and you can go up to the second level or the third level. But the third level was so high, and it was too scary for me. I just walked up and walked down. I got too scared. Brooke over here, the 15-year-old girl that I destroyed in AirBots, goes up to the third level and walks across the tightrope section. I don't know how she did it. My hands were sweating for her. Max,
so I'm like you, Scott. She's got a pair of balls. That's why.
Oh, you are so funny, Max.
No.
Well, they're getting one of those skywalk things at Dollywood up there by you, Bruce. So, would that be something that you'd go on?
Sure, yeah, because you know how much I enjoy hanging by a rope 60 feet in the air. Yeah.
Cue the vertigo score.
I wish I had it.
Max, did you have a favorite ride or anything there?
I heard you really liked the
Espionage game was pretty cool.
Which one? What?
But my favorite ride was the one where we could control it with the button, and I almost snapped Brooke's head off with it. That was pretty fun.
It was like one of those rides that you go on and it spins you really fast, but you can control which way you're going and how fast you want to go and when you want to stop and stuff. So like you could really, really spin someone out really bad, and Max was pretty good at that. I was really happy I could do a rock climbing wall for free. I've never done one of those. And I almost creamed my pants when I got 2.5 feet or like two stories up in the 2.5-story thing. I was so scared. I was like, can I come down now, please? I don't want to go to the top anymore. They had a ton of...
Did you climb down or did you just jump off and let the rope slow you down?
I jumped off.
Oh, you're the man. You're brave. You're a He-Man.
We also had laser tag, which was you could go to any fun place and do laser tag.
It's always
but
fun.
For some reason, my gun didn't register anything. Like, so I had a zero score. Everyone else had like 30s and 40s. Max and David Campbell like teamed up together. Bunch of bullshit, if you ask me. But I swear to God, I was shooting people. I got zero. They print out my score and they look at it and they're like, "You got zero. Were you even on in there?" And they framed the zero thing.
Tell
they also
had.
What about the laser thing? You had to go through the lasers to push the button.
Oh man, that was awesome too. Imagine being in a movie where you have to get across the room, avoid all those lasers, or the alarm sets off. Now you seriously walk into this dark room. Once you hit this red laser, all these green lasers come on, and you have to maneuver in a couple of seconds to get to the other side. More lasers come on when you get to the other side, and go back and hit the other button on the side you were just on. So if you like, there was a camera watching you, so you could watch what people did. We saw this kid do it in 9.5 seconds. I think the best we got was like 100 seconds. It was crazy. My strategy was, once I screwed up, I just went around and shut off all the lasers and got all the points, all the points against me.
So you cheated.
No, I didn't win. I was just my score was like 500 seconds. I started running around in there and like I waved at the camera. I was like, "Ah,
bitch!"
But the animatronics, Max. You described the animatronics.
Oh, sorry. I thought I heard bears.
Max, describe the animatronics.
What about them?
Just how cool they were. You're good at that.
Imagine just Halloween Horror Nights on steroids and just amazing stuff. You had a werewolf ripping a guy in half. You had zombies holding on to each other and shaking. You had a giant holding a guy upside down by his leg and just shaking him all over the place.
Yeah, I was mentioning earlier, I saw on one of the YouTube videos a thing. It's like an altar or a table, and there were two big old werewolves on either side, and it looked really cool.
Yeah.
And then right in the middle, there was a werewolf that like popped up suddenly and scared the crap out of you, and it looked really, really cool.
Did you guys make it to the mock-up hunt?
The mock-up hunt.
Yeah, they had a Eric, what was Jeremy telling us about? Is Eric even still here?
No, yeah. I'm trying to think of what you're talking about. I think that's the Five Wits thing, wasn't it? Or
yeah.
No. Well, no? It was made by a company, something Oaks.
Oh!
We didn't see it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It was the company that made...
Island.
Escape from Insanity.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Did you see that, Max?
A lot of houses at Hollow Scream in Tampa.
Max, did you see that? Because I don't remember seeing that. There was so much through there.
What was it?
Mini Haunted House. I didn't see it.
From Oak Island.
I didn't see it.
I'm sorry,
very,
guys.
Very mini, mini concept for Haunted House.
Yeah. There was also the Goosebumps. Sally Darkride had a Goosebumps stand with Slappy the Doll. Just like, "I'm in a terrible book series. R.L. Stine is my god, and I'm from a book."
Yeah, supposedly, yeah, that was the latest I heard. They were doing a Day at Horrorland ride-through deal.
Yeah, they're really pumping the living hell out of that. That's going to be like at one of the Six Flags parks or something.
Wouldn't
that
have been like okay maybe 11 years ago for the kids?
Also, yeah, I know what you're saying there, but when MGM had it, which was a terrible...
Yeah.
What was it? Someone posted on the vault from, I believe, rollercoasterpro.com. There was I forget who makes the mummy ride, but they, on one of their signs that kept on changing, it said, "In 2009, the legend continues. In 2010, the story rises again." And someone said they might have been hidden at another Universal park there, just with a mummy ride or something. I don't know.
Supposedly it's confirmed for Singapore. And Dubai, so...
Oh, why don't you go Dubai me a new razor? Because you got to get the face.
Well, now the economy just slumped over there, too, so that's not good.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, I'm going to Dubai to ride a frickin' ride. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm yeah. Just sign me up to head to the Middle East to ride a ride.
Oil. Even though they're trying to get out of the post-oil economy. But that's for another show, right?
That's for another show. So, anyway, what else you got, Max? Anything? It sounds like you're playing Zuma or something.
We are playing Zuma. It's a fun game. My girlfriend's addicted to it.
Sure, your girlfriend.
You know,
that's
what the games that, you know, when everyone's bored, they'll be like, let's make some housewife games. These girls don't do anything. Let's make them put Zuma on.
I'm in flight of his girlfriend, especially for the show. Folks, these are the jokes, people. I'm telling you.
All right, Max, we'll talk to you
later.
Thanks,
Max.
Man. Thanks for calling in, bud. So it sounded like you had a pretty damn good time at IAPA, huh?
It was awesome.
I would love to go there. It just sounds like the greatest thing, and nothing like that ever happens here. The only conventions we ever have here are like Arts and Crafts Mountain Crafts Festival with the storytelling and the freaking banjo playing. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that every once in a while, but damn, I just wish something else would happen here.
Sometimes you just look for a little more than Deliverance the Log Flume.
It's true. Every now and then.
Although you guys do have bears.
We have bears.
Well, technicality, Tennessee's closer to Las Vegas than Florida is. So
yes, that is. It is closer to Florida. And next year, IAPA's in Vegas. Do I hear an Awesome Badness Vegas trip?
That's
all,
I'm all for it.
All old enough to gamble. Let's do it. Lose money and then go to
IAPA. Dude, I don't care about I don't really care about the gambling or
I don't either.
Amusement park stuff.
Is it really going to be as big as Orlando's? I mean, never.
Oh yeah.
Are you kidding? It'll be bigger.
Yeah, it'll probably be bigger.
Because every time have they branched out to Vegas yet? Because all I know is of Atlanta and Orlando, and they always go back to Orlando because it doesn't really get them what they want in Atlanta.
Yeah, most of their customers are in Orlando.
That's the mecca. Yeah.
Well, no, Orlando's just the mecca of all theme parks and
Tourist industry. Yeah.
So
but there's a whole lot of that kind of stuff in Vegas too. I think you'd be surprised. They've taken a lot of it out recently, but there's still a whole lot.
Yeah. So anyway,
there's an animatronic Zeus. You know what the hell?
Dude, I am seriously looking forward to Vegas next year. We've definitely got to go simply for the stripper factor. Because there's strippers on every corner. They almost outnumber the hookers. So, I mean.
I think those are hookers,
No, they're strippers because you have to pay them a lot more than you do the hookers in Vegas.
Oh, I see. Right.
I just want to do something so awful that I can go to Circus, go on one of those little mini spin around carousels and not want to get off while I'm trying to drink.
I would pay money to see that.
That's true. They have the Circus, the Dome World, the Adventure Dome.
I
think it's a lot of fun in Vegas, guys. I really do.
If we take B to Vegas, we're all going to go to jail. I'm pretty sure of that. So.
Right. As long as nobody's underage, it's cool.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to talk Thanksgiving stuff. So we'll be right back.
We're going to take a break.
Gobble.
Hey guys, it's Rachel from Behind the Thrills, and in spirit of the holidays, we have something really special just for you.
Bring your Diamondback questions to the Blog Talk Chat and geek out to Kings Island's new B&M Mega Coaster Wednesday, November 26, 2008.
Do you know who it's going to be?
We do, and it's going to be awesome.
Join us at blogtalkradio.com/behindthethrills.
And make sure to join Rachel
and Eric
as we discuss the Diamondback Project and geek out.
Go behind the thrills with us Wednesday, November 26, 2008 at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Listen later at behindthethrills.com or iTunes keyword Behind the Thrills.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Clint Novak with the rest of the In the Loop crew.
Like me.
And Pat McCabe.
And Eric Yates.
Yeah, and me. What's up? What's up with that, Will? Come on now.
Everybody should know who I am. I'm me.
Well, say your trademark line then.
Booyaka, booyaka.
619.
Anyways, if you missed the show, you definitely want to go to coastercrew.com and check out the In the Loop show. We talked to a lot of people. Mainly people who are plugging their sites, like Doug Barnes and a bunch of other people. But plugging their site and talking about what they're thankful for the amusement industry.
And I cut off a lot of people.
Yes, but don't be afraid. We still give out the douche of the week.
Oh, yes, yes. We can't have a show without the douche of the week. Oh,
not
and,
even a Thanksgiving.
Erica inappropriately touches children. All coming up on In the Loop.
I do not.
Bringing you the best of the worst. It's awesomebadness.com. Step into the abyss.
All right. See, I told you. Short break. We'll be right back, and now we're right back.
Thank God.
What? Oh, sorry. I'm awake. I swear to God. Please don't hit me anymore. Oh, hi, guys.
Oh, you love it when we hit you.
I know.
You're a cheeky monkey.
You know, I'd like to comment on something that Max said earlier. Maybe it was Scott. I was half asleep. He said that the Halloween stuff at IAPA was like a Halloween Horror Nights on steroids. And that sounds interesting to me because, you know, I've done Halloween Horror Nights on virtually every other drug. So steroids might be fun. Ba-dum-bump. Ta-da. Thank you very much.
I just want to commandeer the conversation for 2 seconds. January 09, Clive Barker presents Hellraiser.
Did we ever find out about that?
No, I just got the list from my work, and I haven't heard anything about it.
Oh, no, we got to Google that. I know there was a talk about a Hellraiser remake, but I haven't heard anything about it. And what was really interesting about it was that Clive Barker himself was going to direct it.
Oh, well.
Well, I mean, if the studio is going to force the remake it anyway.
The Nightbreed for us. Anybody remember that?
Yeah, I actually liked that movie when it came out, but I read the book and then just like completely beat my own dick in. So
an odd action.
Now we understand. It all makes sense now.
Completely does. Yeah, 2009 Hellraiser. It doesn't say anything. I'm looking on IMDb. Let me see. Director Pascal Logier.
That sounds like Clive Barker right there for sure.
Yeah. Well, one of the writers was Clive Barker, so obviously.
He walked in one day, gave a thumbs up, and said, "Okay, that's great."
Even in remakes, they'll give the original, you know, story writing credit. So is that what it is? Or
Hellbox took a check out is what he did.
No, he's actually credited as one of the writers, one of the screenwriters for the characters. So
I mean, that's common anymore because, I mean, if the studio is going to push for the remake anyway, then the original, you know, creative mind wants to do his best to keep it pure, so to speak.
You know, Clive Barker, I was reading that he actually did Halloween Horror Nights in California. He did like 3 years in a row.
Yeah, I think it's Clive Barker's like Dark World or something. I don't remember the name, but did you know Clive Barker did a video game called Undying. I have it. It's a great game. It's very scary. Speaking of video games, guess what I have for Black Friday?
A list of
good cheap places to get video games.
Here's the thing. Thanksgiving is a tradition, but the biggest tradition, you know, forget the pilgrims, forget, you know, us being thankful that we were able to overpower the Indians and take over their land. Forget all
commercialism.
That. Commercialism is the biggest tradition, and the biggest.
I'm so thankful we took your land, raped your women, and introduced you to whiskey.
This is why Turkish people hack us.
No, Turkish people hack us because they can.
I would hack us too.
Because we're grimy. So hacking sexy. But the biggest tradition is Black Friday, where people line up at 3 o'clock in the morning and then beat the living shit out of each other for $10.99 Barbie at Walmart. But unfortunately, I am one of those people because I just got to have me a goddamn $10.99 Barbie. And Hannah Montana.
Or a Turbo Man.
Turbo Man. You get the Spanish version. Well, I do have some good ones right here. Like Circuit City, they're closing down, but they got some good deals. You got Call of Duty 3 for $14.99, Dead Rising for $9.99, Conan for $9.99. This is all on the Xbox 360. The Orange Box with Half-Life 2 and all those games, $19.99. BioShock, if you haven't played it yet, they're going to make a movie of that soon, $19.99.
Ooh, they got BioShock for $19.99?
Yeah, for Circuit 360? City.
Damn, and I just got the Red Ring of Death on my 360, too. That really sucks.
Best Buy's got some good ones. Far Cry 2, it's definitely not no Fallout 3, which is an amazing game. Only $37.99 and
okay,
more.
We're not going to give these people free ads, Scott, so you know, screw it. We just let's talk about the games that we want.
I
Left
want
for Dead.
Dead Rising. Or not Dead Rising. Left for Dead. I want Dead Space. Dead Space. That's what I want.
Left for Dead and Dead Space. Basically zombies and zombies. Wow.
Dead Space is going to be at Target for $30. I am going to get it.
It definitely looks like a good game. They said that they gave that as one of the scariest ratings that they have ever given games. And really, Left 4 Dead looks really amazing, too. Simply the zombie scene in the hospital where it's just like a horde of zombies all over your ass all at once.
I love the guy quoting, y'all used to laugh at me when I used to go rifle practicing on lunch break.
Yeah. Max and I were playing, I have to be the black guy. I love the black guy. He's just the best. He's just like, I'd mess it up, but I love my life. He's so cool.
You love that game, huh?
Yeah, dude.
I just have PlayStation 2.
Well, you can get the Lego Batman game if you want.
I actually have the Lego Batman game for the Wii. A lot of fun.
All the Lego games are fun.
Yeah. What's the DC versus Mortal Kombat?
Fun fact
about that, they had to tone that game down so they could keep
DC characters.
DC characters. But they're
telling me that Sub-Zero doesn't rip out Superman's spine?
No, he doesn't.
No one does extremely violent.
Finish him.
Yeah, fatalities.
Sub-Zero will freeze and blow you up like he normally would, but you wouldn't normally see the pools and puddles of blood everywhere.
Superman will bash you into the ground.
That's what made Mortal Kombat so great.
And they don't even when a Mortal Kombat character does it, it's called a fatality. When a DC character does it, it's called
a brutality.
No, heroic brutality.
Ouch.
Or villainous brutality. I don't know. I'm very interested in playing it because, you know, who doesn't want to beat the living shit out of Superman?
But I know I do.
I want to fight Batman as Raiden. Or I want to fight Raiden with Batman. Just because I've always wanted to see that in my fan fictions that I write about DC and Mortal Kombat. It's such a weird universe to cross. But
it's ever since Marvel vs. Capcom, they just wanted to jump on something.
What a great game, too. That game's so crazy. It's an awesome button masher. I mean, seriously, I play that game.
It's great.
Yeah. I'm holding out for Spawn versus Dig Dug.
Speaking of weird crossovers, it is an Army of Darkness and Xena, which makes sense because Bruce Campbell was in both series. But, I mean, why would you want to have a crossover like that?
Because you can.
It's the first time they've done it. It's like the third time.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's also a version of They Call Me Bruce out. That's pretty good.
I really want to see that movie. It's on tour right now.
It's okay, so I can't download it. I mean, I can't go see it legally. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, that's what you meant to say.
I mean, no, it's only out like on special like Bruce
like
Campbell's
festival circuits and stuff, and Bruce Campbell like has the film canisters in the trunk of his car.
Yeah. What I don't get about Bruce Campbell, he's openly said that no, he's not going to do a sequel to Bubba Hotep, but he's already talking about doing a sequel to My Name Is Bruce.
Maybe he liked
it.
Yeah,
you know, because he's got so much of that. He's got so much of that integrity thing going on.
But anyway, other gifts to look for. You know, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to sit here and give you all the advertising and everything else.
Look in your Sunday paper or something.
Look in Thursday.
Sunday paper for Black Friday. So
I'm sorry, your day the Thanksgiving Day paper. It's
whatever.
You know what
I plan on doing
at 6 a.m. on Black Friday? I plan on rolling over and maybe drooling on my pillow a little bit.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Well,
actually, now that Scott mentioned that, it is in the Sunday paper, and that's another topic I wanted to mention to you guys. You guys notice that Christmas just starts too early now, before Thanksgiving?
Well, this year
Christmas
especially
before
because
Halloween.
Yeah, well, this year especially because of the economy.
Andy, I'm sorry, we're talking.
Yeah,
speak.
Everybody speak at once. That's great. No.
Sam Neill, what do you think about this?
Oh, God damn it, you had to get me with that.
Sam Neill is not doing it.
Let's get an incoming call and they can talk over us too. Everybody,
hey,
come on.
Yeah, everybody.
Sam Neill, what do you think about Christmas starting really early this year, even before Halloween is over?
It sure is maddening.
Man, who knew he was going to say that?
But, even last week.
I think, Sam Neill.
Not like, you know, I appreciate the humor anyway or anything, but I mean, you're Larry the Cable Guy. All those typical cheesy holiday specials are starting a week and a half before Thanksgiving.
Candy. They were putting up. They were already. It was like a week before Halloween, and they were already shuffling the Halloween stuff over a couple of aisles to put it. You know, the giant flat Santa Claus, the light bulbs up their ass,
you know,
and stuff like that.
Shit. Next year for my yard haunt, I'm just gonna gut a turkey. Just stick it out there for those people.
No, but
have somebody dressed like Sarah Palin giving a speech while someone like grinds a turkey in the background. That would be America's a beautiful country. That's the sound of a turkey being ground, by the way, in case you didn't know.
In a rage.
Thank you.
No, but seriously, everybody's acting like, oh, they put Christmas stuff out too early. Actually, they've been doing that for years. It gets earlier and earlier. But last year, a lot of people got a big backlash from it, or the year before, because they had literally Christmas stuff out on the 5th of July, as far as like Christmas lights. So a big company like Walmart really got their asses smacked for, seriously, for putting it out too early. Then last year, they didn't put it out that early. This year, because of the economy, everybody's putting it out early, and everybody's just shoving as much as they can down your throat because unemployment's up, the stock market's in the shitter, everything's just tumbling over and over and over, and I don't know. So
this is going to sound terrible, Eric, but I mean, you know, we've talked about how we both, you know, well, it's a fact. It brings out the worst in people. It's commercialism, and it gets earlier every year. And maybe, and this sounds horrible, and who knows, but maybe with the economy being tougher, people just won't be as greedy or grabbing the toys off the shelves.
I seriously doubt that, honestly.
Yeah, for humanity's sake, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I seriously doubt that that's going to happen for this plain, simple reason that people are going to be hawking out those deals a lot more. And yeah, everybody's been looking at like Walmart. Walmart's the big one. You know, Satan owns it, and they've been looking at
Louis Armstrong is Satan.
Scott, I gotta say, Satan was great.
Lakes of fire.
But everybody's looking at that online, and you know, I'm getting text messages every day. Hey, dude, we got this at Walmart. We got this at Walmart. We got to go get this and this. Walmart's even holding back on, you know, even half of their stuff. They don't want you to know that when you walk in there, you're going to be able to buy, like, stuff that's normally $25 and $30. You're going to be able to buy it for, like, $2 on that day simply because they have a lot of inventory on it, and they really, really, really want you to buy. They want you in there to buy. So the big thing that
When is Walmart going to start their thing, like midnight? I mean, Walmart's open 24 hours, so you don't have to worry about getting...
Even the Disney store right at the mall over here is opening at midnight. I mean, what specifically at the Disney store do you need to go at midnight for?
Well, you know, those Disney branded Marmalade.
Well, that Mickey toaster is going to fly right off the shelf.
Think of the Minnie Mouse polka dot dotted dildo might be. That, right?
Oh boy!
What the heck was that?
I love how this conversation goes from one extreme to the other. I haven't said a word yet. I'm really proud that I haven't.
Hooray!
So go ahead, Scott. Say a word.
No, I'm done.
Yeah, now you got to comment on dildos. That's where this moved to.
I don't want to. I mean, seriously, all I know.
The point is, it brings out the worst in people. That was my point.
It definitely does.
People just act like bears all over the place.
Bears! You know, God, bears. A couple weeks ago, I had that trip to California, and I was shopping, and I saw Sam Neill grabbing for some of the last Barbies for his daughter. Uh-huh. And he got trampled. I forget what it sounded like, but...
And oddly enough, the
nothing
guy,
like that. Nothing. No.
And oddly enough, the guy that took the Barbie away from him, he stood
I
up.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
That guy's a dick.
You know, I used to work at Toys R Us, and I saw that firsthand from the other side. And Black Friday morning at Toys R Us is just not a place for the faint of heart. Children are being drug across the floor. They, you know, they're not even walking. They're just like lying on their backs, and their mothers are dragging them by one leg across the linoleum. And they're like, aah! And they're, you know, they're and it's just a horrible thing. You know, stuffed animals are dying by the score. It's a horrible thing.
So, yeah. Eric, what do you want for Black Friday? Because we all know you want something.
I would like to get my hands on a Blu-ray player very cheaply.
You can get PlayStation 3 somewhere for $399.
I don't have $399. I'm talking like less than $100, man. I got no money.
I think I saw a Best Buy around, $210 maybe with tax.
No, actually, I think Walmart has – and I actually have – this is the screwed up thing. I have about $240 in my pocket right now, cash, because a couple of guys at work were surfing the internet and they saw that Walmart's going to have a – Magnavox Blu-ray player for $120. So they said, hey, you're going. Here's $240. Get us some Blu-ray players.
And I'd like to add, before this conversation goes too far in the right direction, dildo!
Oh, my.
Oh, man, what Sam Neill would say about this right now.
So, guys, we got just a few minutes left to kill. What's everybody having for Thanksgiving dinner?
Burritos.
I'm working.
Are you?
$79,
yeah.
$89, $99 menu.
Yeah.
No, deep fried turkey.
Really?
Anybody?
Yeah, I got a deep fryer.
They're delicious.
They really are.
Totally afraid that I will make one and like explode and in a fiery Thanksgiving fireball of.
Well, just use peanut oil.
Well, you know what they have now? They have an infrared turkey fryer. You inject it with all this stuff and then it fries it up just like turkey gets fried up. Yeah.
Was that Phil Collins?
I could feel my turkey frying just right.
No, I was actually picturing Cyberdyne Systems turkey, but that works too with the drum roll.
I wonder what Sam Neill is going to have for Thanksgiving.
Sam Neill, well, hot turkey. It's hot. Watch out for your tongue. You shouldn't burn your tongue on the turkey.
I think Sam Neill's going to have something like
mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce. Woo!
Hey, Sam, don't...
You know, in the first grade, we had to write down...
90 seconds.
Okay, in first grade, I remember this so clearly. We had to write down, if we were Thanksgiving food, what would we be? And I remember I put cranberry sauce because I'm big, round, jiggly, but most people still like me.
I would be, if I was a holiday food, I would be a fruitcake because I would be 100 years because no one's ever been.
I would be eggnog because I'm white, creamy, and I stick in your throat.
Wait, I'd be mashed potatoes. Woo!
60 seconds.
Well, that's going to about do it for us. Check out B-Square's big-ass haunt report, Scott's amazing IAPA report, all on awesomebadness.com. And thank you to Brooke for the amazing videos. Happy Thanksgiving,
forums.
Everybody. Yeah, check us out on the forums on awesomebadness.com. Sign up. Seriously, sign up. And, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next time.
1 second. This has been a production of AwesomeBadness.com. Copyright 2008. If you have any questions, comments, or advertising inquiries, please email us at contact@awesomebadness.com.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
All right, and we're clear.